This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, your favorite radio show, the best radio show. We are at Lincoln Financial Field, Pepsi Plaza, leading you up to Eagles-Cowboys banner night as we celebrate the second Super Bowl win in Eagles history. Now, we will get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a moment, but we do have some other issues to deal with in that we received a report around 4:55 yesterday afternoon, while we were dealing with something more important. We were dealing with T.O. about to arrive. But we got the report that Joe DeCamera had twisted his ankle while preparing for Fritz DeCamera 5, which is supposed to be on Tuesday. So he said he didn't know how bad it was yet. And the report from the morning show today is that it was black and blue, and he was limping around.
Limping around, yes.
The report is that he had an MRI on the ankle. Of course he did. He had an MRI on the ankle.
Wasted money.
Yes, of course. An MRI on the ankle, and there's nothing broken or torn, but he is on crutches. It was reported to us by Rod Lakin that Joe DeCamera is willing to play in Tuesday's basketball game with the injured ankle. Jack, your thoughts on playing Joe with the injured ankle?
Yeah, I'm not doing it. And I'm not doing it because I'm afraid of Joe DeCamera. I've gotten to the point where I just want to leave no doubt. And I don't want him to be let off the hook. I don't want him to have the excuse in his back pocket of, well, what'd you want me to do? I was out there limping. I want him to be as ready as possible so that we can, you know, meet mano a mano, because once again, he was the one that was like, oh, I'm a better athlete, blah, 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 but then also needs every rule to go in his favor and all this good stuff. Like, I just, to beat him on one leg, it doesn't do it for me. Like, I want him to get as ready as possible and then just beat him normally so there's no doubt to be left.
So you want this to go on another 6 or 8 weeks?
Well, it's,
is what you're saying?
Hopefully not talking about it every day.
Well,
I mean, it's an unfortunate.
Believe me, we will not be talking about this.
I agree.
Every day, yeah.
It's an unfortunate circumstance, but like going out there and obliterating him on one ankle so that he can create some idea that would have been close had he been healthy. That doesn't sound very fun.
What I ask is this: is what would the reaction have been to Jack if this same thing had happened to Jack yesterday? If Jack had said, I have a twisted ankle, excuse me, I'm injured, I'll play whatever, the morning show and their cronies would have spent the entire week talking about Jack's not built for this.
Jack quits,
blah, 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 blah. But DeCamera, once again, another fake injury, comes up. Just like the what happened to the groin injury?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. He needed surgery.
Yeah, what happened to the groin injury? What happened to the tear and the needle he had to take in the groin? Like, I didn't see evidence of that during tennis. You know what I mean? And he was complaining about shin splints after running 300 meters at a
like, walking pace.
Yeah, the pace of an 80-year-old. A slow 80-year-old is that. Is like, I almost want you to go punish him on the bad ankle because of what the reaction would have been had you injured yourself. And that, like, I don't believe that Joe or the Morning Show have played this very classy at all. Mm. I think they have taken low blows the entire time. Mm-hmm. You beat Joe. We celebrate for, what, a day?
Yeah.
And then we move on.
Yeah.
Joe wins. They spend weeks talking about Jack's a loser and he's a quitter and he's fat.
There's 60 cuts in the folder about what we said on our show.
Yeah. So I guess it's fine. Are you sure you don't want to just go end it on Tuesday and watch him limp around?
Put us all out of our misery.
Yeah. Mike seems like he just wants it to be over.
So bad.
The guy's on crutches. Like, it's just it's what is it going to be like?
I just think, like, you know what happened? He came in earlier this week trying to get a bunch of phony rules. He realized that we weren't going to budge on the free throw thing, that we weren't going to budge on make it take it because we're grown-ups and know how one-on-one is played. So he tried to figure something else out, and I wouldn't put it past him that he
hired Tonya Harding?
Like he injured himself on purpose. I wouldn't put it past him.
No.
I wouldn't put it past him.
How do you injure yourself so severe playing one-on-one basketball? Was somebody playing defense on him?
I would love to get the breakdown as to how this
happened. How did this happen?
He moves in slow motion.
Yes.
It was such an explosive move to the basket.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Well, when are we – okay, let's say he has an ankle sprain or whatever, right?
Yeah.
The guy in the morning is not built like T.O.
Sure.
It's not like he's going to – first of all, tape it up, shut up, don't tell anybody. Don't do this whole, you know, I'm willing to do it.
Right.
But, you know, just shut up and play.
Don't you want to not give him an out?
I do, but like.
Because I think he's looking for an out.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give him the out. I know it'd be excruciating for the listeners. Trust me, we're not going to talk about it every day.
No. But it's just like, I don't think, there's a possibility he might not be healed until February. I'm being honest with you.
The groin's taken 2.5 years.
Yeah,
so.
look at his body. Like, look at, he's on death's door.
Wow.
I'm being honest with you. Like, the guy
What if he dies?
He could.
If he dies.
You know,
if he
had run at a normal pace, that might have been it for Joe DiCaprio.
Yeah.
He's going to heal like a zombie. Like, if you've seen a zombie movie, they get their foot blown off. They walk around with the foot blown off for the rest of their zombie lives. I feel like Joe's ankle might be injured until he's 70.
He's never going to recover from it?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, if this happened to me.
Have you seen him? He's on death's door. Yeah. That's a line right
That's
there,
a line.
Brother. That's a line.
That'll be cut for the
moment. Oh, look at that zombie running crotch first.
Yeah. I know if the roles were reversed and this happened to me. I mean, it happened with baseball. Like, that I'd be called, that I'd be called soft and Jack quits.
Oh, but Jack's supposed to win.
Yeah, like, I don't stoop to people's levels. I'm a rise above kind of guy. So I just want to leave no doubt. That's my official position on this. I want to leave no doubt.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Unfortunately for the listeners, this excruciating competition is probably going to be extended.
Yeah, and we won't talk about it until we have a date and we're going up to it. But I want to say this. Is we were supposed to submit our rules to Program Director Rod Lakin by the end of the day. We will voice, because I believe that should still be it, our position on rules. Ones and twos, no free throws, winners outs, make it take it. That is how you play one-on-one. The spirit of this was a one-on-one basketball game, not a one-on-one basketball game with special rules. There's no free throws in one-on-one. One-on-one is make it take it. One-on-one is ones and twos. That's what it is. We are submitting that officially to Rod. Your move, Joe DiCamera. I guess you have one more ankle you can fake injure for next time. So, we ready to do a little baseball?
Yeah.
A little High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report?
Let's do it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So, Phils lose last night. Aaron Nola goes out and gets blasted.
Excruciating.
In the first inning. He's really starting to turn into 23 Taiwan. Where he allows runs early, and then he settles in.
Settle in after the first inning.
The game's mostly Mostly
it's not
out of
over. You still got 8 innings to go.
Yeah, listen. LA always says it's better to give them up early than late.
It's 5 runs. Did they not come back from a 5-0 deficit 2 days ago?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. I didn't hear anybody have any problems then.
It was 6
runs.
Well,
the guy who was pitching is not paid $172 million.
Oh, we're back to the salaries.
My concern, by the way,
yes,
is that he kind of looks cooked.
So, it's...
He was just throwing 94.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really frustrating because it's been a while since he's been fine.
Yes.
And he's never really gotten on the right foot this year. He's had a couple outings where like he's looked all right, but his ERA is over 7. I mean, I know he's obviously missed a ton of time in the middle there. It's not totally fair.
We're judging like he's been there all year.
Yeah. I don't think he's cooked, but man, he has pitched.
We better hope he's not cooked.
I understand, but like he's pitched a lot of innings. He seemingly can't keep the ball down. I mean, listening to Stocker all last night, it was like, yeah, they keep the ball down, keep the ball down, keep the ball down, and they just can't keep the ball down. Yeah. I don't know. He'd
be ready to go by the playoffs.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
We'll see.
Don't worry about it.
It's frustrating.
It'll also be his fault when Lizardo gives up 7 runs.
Well, because we don't have a real number 2 starter.
Yeah, because we don't have a real number 2 starter. Yep, it'll be Nola's fault, too, for that.
It won't be Nola's fault then.
Yeah, it will.
Well, I just need him to...
because everyone would say he should have been the one if he was pitching the way he should be for what he's getting paid for.
Yeah, that's a good take. Yeah, actually, it will be Nola's fault. Yeah, right.
Exactly. I know it.
I just need him to dig in. Give us 6 innings, 3 runs.
That's it?
That's all I want.
That's all we're asking for.
But the thing about him that is frustrating, he was never an ace or a 1.
Right.
But, mm-hmm. The conversation was at least being had. So, like, I don't need him to be an ace... But, like, I need him to be good enough for the conversation to be had for this guy to be a number 3
quality
starter.
I think that's fair.
You got to give him a shot.
Yeah, yep. I think that's fair.
You got to give him a shot. You got to give the team a shot.
Yep.
And last night, put him behind. And
Well, and by the way, the rest of the team looked like the Bad News Bears last night. What did we have? We had Bader and Weston Wilson running into each other in the outfield. We had JT Realmuto on a steal attempt, throwing the ball to Trey, who was standing in the normal shortstop position. Like
JT got picked on a back pick on the throw to third base.
Which, by the way, that was in the first inning, right? Like, you could have scored runs, could have, you know. And Bryce, dumb hustle, but he made it to third. Like, that was a Chicago White Sox-looking performance from the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday, outside of Nola.
Yeah.
You can't shoot yourself in the foot like that, especially against a team like the Brewers, who never shoot themselves in the foot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They put a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah.
They put a lot of pressure. Also, I understand it was a scoreless inning, but pretty annoying that Kirkering looked as good as he did last night.
Of course.
Not that I wanted to go out there and struggle, but like that's where you feel like are the lights too bright for him in the big moments?
Yeah.
Because he looks fine in a low-lever spot.
2 strikeouts, no hits, no walks. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bohm's hitting 8th today. really low in the lineup, which I think is interesting. And then Nick Castellanos not in the lineup the second time in three games. Thompson, before the game, they said, is it fair to say right field is a full-on platoon? Thompson said, it looks that way. I mean, you can call it whatever you want. But at this point in the year, I'm going to put out what I think is the best lineup on any given day to win.
Yes, as he should.
But also, he hasn't always done this.
I'm telling you, he's been managing different this year.
He has, and with a sense of urgency.
Yeah, it's almost as if he's managing if his job is on the line.
So, yeah,
he's making tough decisions.
Which is what he should do.
Yes, and unpopular decisions for some of his players, but that's okay. It's okay to make everybody a little uncomfortable, Topper.
And it seems like, I haven't looked at the lineup, it seems like Bader is basically the full-time center fielder now.
Yeah.
He plays almost every day. Yeah. And the only time that I've been annoyed with Bader defensively was like in that first inning, he plays so deep, you wonder if he gets to that little tweener that he didn't get to if he's not playing as deep as he is. But I would assume...
I didn't blame that on him.
No, I assume that the benefits outweigh the costs with him playing that deep, usually. But he had... If he's not playing that deep, maybe he gets to that ball.
So. Also good to see JT get a couple hits last night. He had been really struggling at the plate. I know the base running was bad, but like I guess he's just going to be their cleanup hitter because they're not going to put Schwarber behind Bryce. And if he falters, there is not a clear option for who should be batting fourth.
Well, if he falters, you got to put Schwarber there.
Well, I would agree.
I mean, you just have to. And take one of the guys, maybe one of the outfielders that's hot, put Bader at two. If Marsh is still hitting well, put him. I put somebody else at two if Bryce is not going to hit two, because I think Schwarber should hit three and Bryce should hit two. If they're not going to do that and the JT thing, the JT magic doesn't keep up, they have to put Schwarber there. They have to suck it up and put Schwarber there.
Yep.
So we have the game today and then weekend series against the Marlins, right?
Yep.
And then four against the Mets.
Yeah.
Who are 5.5 back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
are you going to be upset at Bryce for wearing his Eagles cleats today?
Yeah, yeah.
No, because it's a Philadelphia team.
Okay.
He's pandering, but it's fine. I'd rather he pander than pander to the Braves.
Unlike your boy, Spike, huh? Number zero?
Maxie's not my boy. I've been accused of being an anti-Maxie guy. You can't make him my boy today.
Cowboy fan.
He didn't have to tweet about the Cowboys.
He did not.
He didn't. But he did say, like, I would be a fraud if I just decided to cheer for the Eagles now.
Well,
I agree with that.
But he's also been here for 4 years.
Yeah.
He's never tweeted about it on an Eagles-Cowboys day.
Yeah, yeah. I think
he wanted to have a little fun.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter to me.
Everybody likes him, so nobody's going to
care. Yeah, but it's just like, I mean.
Well, how could you have a problem with it, with what your boy does?
Well, who's my boy now?
Bryce.
What about Bryce?
Well, the rivalry pack.
He's just bringing eyes to the ball game.
Oh, okay.
And he's trying to up the intensity level.
Bringing eyes to the ball game. Can you imagine a casual fan being like, I'm not interested in baseball until I saw Bryce wearing Mets colors.
Yep.
Now I'm in.
Yeah. Again, he wasn't rooting for the Mets.
Well, it's a big game today for the Phils. So big game for the Eagles tonight and a big game for the Phils. Now, big game for the Eagles calls for the guy with the biggest big game voice in football, Rios in North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Here we go, buddy.
What up, Rios?
Gentlemen, y'all know how much love, how much blood, how much heart I have for y'all, how much I have for the city, how much I love these people, everyone, all of our people. I got nothing but love for everybody. And you know what? What comes with love, what keeps that heart pumping, strictly freaking blood. And yo, Buzz, hit the music. We are back. Super Bowl freaking champions. Now that is finally over and we can get back to being the blood creating savages we are. What we've done in the past is over. And quite frankly, after getting another Lombardi trophy, you still hear the disrespect. You still hear all the non-believers. Haters gonna hate. Suckers gonna be suckers. Let this finally be drilled in y'all heads. Y'all cannot control the blizzardry. Y'all cannot control these suckers. All you can do is what you did last year, and that's flip the bird and grab your balls
and say, bless the world. We are coming for what is ours again, and there's nothing that y'all can do to stop us. That's what y'all can control. Y'all have been fasting since day after the parade on Broad Street. Y'all went 0-30 back in the freaking gym. Back on the grass we created from blood. Back in watching film. Back in your playbook. Back in starve and focus mode. We ain't freaking full. We ain't freaking satisfied. We are hungrier and nastier than ever. Anything goes. It's time to lace up your boots and put on your sucker-free full battle rattle on. It's deployment season, and we have kissed the family goodbye. We ain't going home until we accomplish the mission at Sierra Bravo 60. It's dynasty time. It's legacy time. Nothing else matters. And who better to start our catch of bodies, bodies in a trunk season than the freaking cow suckers? We took all the drama. We took all the pain. Everything that was thrown at us to hinder and stop us. We put boots to ashes right through it and survived, and we was the last men standing and salivating to do it all again. We welcome anything and everything to come and try and stop us. Gentlemen and ladies, the Soul Robbers are back. Spike and Fritz, all the WIP and everyone listening, what this result?
Violence!
What this result?
Violence!
What makes the grass grow?
Blood!
What makes the grass grow?
Blood!
Let me tell y'all something. Iron Wheels, a.k.a. the Star Major of Philly, from North Philly, Hunter Park. I am ready to live, but prepared to die. Always be a threat. 37 out.
Wow.
That's how you start.
A strong start for Rios. Now, he makes a good point there. And I haven't thought about this, Jack. You mentioned that you needed rain. Could you just perhaps bleed on your lawn if you're having brown patches?
I'm going to walk around
and
just start dosing out blood.
Yep, just cut yourself and bleed because it does make the grass grow.
Didn't know it was a fertilizer.
Yep. See, who needs rain?
Yep.
Thank you, Rios, as always. A report from Ian Rappaport.
Started sweating.
I know.
The Eagles are elevating Marcus Epps and outside linebacker Patrick Johnson for tonight's game.
Welcome back, Patrick Johnson.
And Marcus Epps, too, is they're going to have every safety.
But Justin Simmons is still like, ah, come on.
Yeah, I was looking at houses in South Jersey.
Like, what does Justin Simmons have to do
to
get signed by the Eagles?
Maybe they got a wrong number for him.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville. I'm Matt Laurel, online at marks-jewelers.com. Did you ever play the video game or have you ever heard of the video game Castle Wolfenstein? 51.7% say yes.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that is a legitimate win for me.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
I never heard of it.
Yeah. It was the first first person shooter game.
Okay.
And yes, you did go through a castle and kill Nazis. That was the game.
Really?
Yeah, it was a you versus Nazis game. Yeah. You are not the Nazi.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that.
Yeah,
up.
I just want to be clear.
I don't know what games you're playing in your house.
Elliot Shore Parks joins us next for the rest of the show and the return of Tommy Down the Shore.
Baloney time.
It is baloney time. 215-592-9494 live from Lincoln Financial Field. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.